WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. President Biden in Europe. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with him in London.
President Biden kicking off a three-country trip to Europe, meeting with UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, as he seeks to shore up support for Ukraine ahead of a critical NATO summit. The president also set to meet with King Charles for the first time since the monarch was crowned in May, a symbolic visit to build their personal relationship and highlight the fight against climate change.
Philadelphia authorities investigating the 4th of July holiday shootings that left five people dead now say the gunman killed one of the victims almost two full days before the mass shooting, for which police still have not revealed a motive. Heavy rain spawning extreme flooding in New York's Hudson Valley, killing at least one person, a woman who drowned after being swept away trying to evacuate her home. This is ABC News. Two manhunts for murder suspects underway. Michael Burham escaped from a Pennsylvania jail last week, and authorities in California are looking for Eric Ibrill, who got away from deputies taking him back to jail from a medical center near Sacramento. New revelations in an alleged hazing scandal now triggering the president of Northwestern University to consider a harsher penalty for Pat Fitzgerald, already suspended 2 weeks following a six-month probe. The school paper now putting out an interview with the whistleblower, who also spoke with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
The person who came forward with these allegations, you know, isn't just relaying anecdotes. You know, there's a lot of details into how this was done. And he described it to me as a very organized form of hazing that went on in the program even before he got there, that he spoke to players who had finished their careers in 2014, 2016, who said similar things had gone on.
Justin Finch, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation said that reckless driving is on the rise in the state. Last year, 118 people were killed by reckless drivers, and the State Patrol handed out over 1,100 tickets for speeders going over 100 miles per hour. A new state law passed earlier this year increased penalties on reckless driving, including up to 6 years of prison time if a reckless driver injured someone else in a crash. For the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 failed to advance to the full council. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million, or about a quarter of the city's budget, for road repairs. The council is expected to take action on the measure at tomorrow night's meeting. And today will be hot, with temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s across western Wisconsin. There is a chance of severe weather later this afternoon and evening across most of the state. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cox.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ancrute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That's what I'm talking about. Why can't we live together? Music from Timmy Thomas on a Monday morning. Man, nice groove on that song. Hey, why can't we live together? That's the question. And they may be asking that today in Michigan. By the way, it is 10 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Monday morning. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show. And evidently, a brawl broke out among Republican lawmakers in Michigan. I have a story here from The Independent that says a violent brawl breaks out at Michigan Republican committee meeting. Tensions stemming from budget questions boiled over in the committee meeting. And it says here, while the scuffles may be verbal, as leading Republicans jostle to become the party's 2024 presidential nominee, down at the state level, things have actually turned physical, at least in Michigan, and not for the first time. Tensions boiled over within the Michigan Republican Party on Saturday, resulting in an altercation at a hotel to which the police were called. The Republican State Committee came together for a meeting at the Doherty Hotel in Clare, Michigan. As members have been feuding over the party's direction and the leadership approach of the new chairwoman, Christina Caramo, the Detroit News reports. Some Michigan Republicans arriving at the venue on Saturday were frustrated to find the meeting was limited only to members of the state committee and was taking place behind a locked door. It says here, in an interview with the Detroit News, James Chapman, a Republican from Wayne County, said he had traveled to Clare for the meeting but was forced to listen to it through a locked door. Mr. Chapman said he and others said the Pledge of Allegiance together in the lobby outside the meeting, after which he jiggled the doorknob of the meeting room. It was then that Mark DeYoung, chairman of the Clare County Republican Party, approached the door, saw someone flip him off through a small window, and opened it. Quote, this is the quote, and I don't think I'm saying any words that would get me in trouble with the FCC in this quote, but the quote from Mr. DeYoung says, he kicked me in my balls as soon as I opened the door. Aaron, are you allowed to say that on the radio? I think so. I didn't say any bad words.
You're allowed to say that.
And that's a quote from Mr. DeYoung, adding that Mr. Chapman ran at him and slammed him into a chair. These are Republicans in Michigan I'm talking about. Mr. DeYoung gave his account to the outlet over the phone from an emergency room where he said he was being treated for a broken rib. For his part, Mr. Chapman alleges that Mr. DeYoung had swung at him and said, quote, I'll kick your butt. Only he used a different word that starts with an A. Mr. DeYoung denies this happened. Continuing, Mr. Chapman says he removed his glasses, took Mr. DeYoung by the legs, and knocked him down. Quote, when you see me taking my glasses off, I'm ready to rock. End quote. Multiple police officers were at the scene after the scuffle, and Mr. DeYoung said he intended to press charges against Mr. Chapman. Quote, we're so divided, Mr. DeYoung said from the hospital. I just wish we would come together. Just like the song, right? It's like, why can't we live together? This is also not the first time internal tensions have erupted. The Washington Post reported in June, but last month, quote, at least four county parties in Michigan have been at open war with themselves, with members suing one another or putting forward competing slates that claim to be in charge. The night before an April state party meeting, two Republican officials got into a physical altercation in a hotel bar over an attempt to expel members, end quote. Other tension stems from criticism of Ms. Caramo, who became the chairwoman in February, for not providing more information about fundraising and spending. The Post also reported that she has struggled to raise money and abandoned the party's longtime headquarters. Ms. Caramo had recently removed Matt Johnson, the budget committee chairman, citing, quote, dereliction of duty and several other grievances.
Mr. Johnson had said spending was, quote, so far out of proportion with income as to put us on the path to bankruptcy, end quote. The Michigan Republican Party was trounced in the 2022 midterms. Ms. Karamo lost a run for Secretary of State in November by 14 percentage points to her Democrat rival. Maybe it should say Democratic rival. And has found itself out of power in the state legislature for the first time in four decades. Republicans out of power in Michigan for the first time in four decades. The Democratic Party also controls the state Senate, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer comfortably won re-election by 11 points in November of 2022. Whitmer, of course, a Democrat. Continuing internal struggles will likely make it even harder for a Republican candidate to take the state in 2024's presidential election. Well, we can only hope that's the case, but it doesn't look good for the Republicans in Michigan right now. In fact, it looks like things are coming to blows at the big Republican meeting over the weekend. It's 16 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock. Going to take a quick break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 89. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight, 49. 76 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. Chance for scattered showers on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 74.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Somewhere 23 minutes after 9 o'clock on a Monday morning. Hope you're having a good day. Stu Daniels with you inside your radio, and today we are discussing several different scientific topics. Hey, Aaron, my producer, were you a big science student when you were in school? Were you a fan of the science class and get good grades in science? How did you do?
Yeah, definitely. The one that was the most difficult was chemistry, just because doing the actual experiments, like I remember this one, the sludge test, where you just got a bunch of junk and had to try and figure out what substances were all in there. That was really hard.
Mm.
But yeah, overall, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, science is a great thing, man. And I know that not everybody digs science class in school, but when you have an understanding of science and how science works, you have a better understanding of the world around you. And today we've been discussing different aspects of science, mainly water so far, drinking water. We discussed the fact that PFA is now being found in about 45% of water throughout the United States and about 40% of drinking water sources here in Wisconsin. And we also discussed the beaches and how beaches are often closed these days because of runoff that has fecal bacteria in it, which closes the beaches. And we also discussed the mayfly issue, the mayflies coming off the Mississippi River or near the Mississippi River may not be as thick these days as they used to be. And that may seem like a good thing, but when you talk about the food chain and the wildlife that rely on those mayflies, then there may be an issue that we need to know more about. So just before the break, we were talking about how or at least during a previous segment, we were talking about how you could get involved if you want to be a citizen scientist and help count the mayfly population. But something else that's in the news, or especially science related, that's in the news that we need to discuss and that you should understand whether you're into science or not, is what's going on with our weather and the climate and this incredible heat wave that's just baking big portions of the United States. And obviously, when places like Wisconsin have temperatures in the 90s day after day, then there are other places down south where people are just baking in the heat. I have a story here from the New York Times, and it says the Southwest bakes with more heat on the way. Phoenix could be on track to break its record of 18 consecutive days with temperatures above 110 degrees as a heat dome has settled over the desert Southwest. Imagine being someone who works outside down in the Phoenix area day after day. You know, here in Wisconsin, if we get a day or two above 90, you know, it's warm, it's hot, but you know that in just a few days, it'll probably be, you know, back in the low 80s or something for a high. But in the Phoenix area, they've been above 110 degrees for 18 consecutive days with no relief in sight. And this story says, as the heat engulfed Tucson, Arizona on Sunday afternoon, yesterday, six people, part of a new mutual aid group they call Gatorade, were dropping 7-pound bags of ready ice on the hot sidewalks and loading coolers with hundreds of bottles of water and Gatorade. Every Sunday for the past month, the group has been bringing beverages to downtown Tucson and distributing them to those in need, they said, quote, "You can see how badly people need it," one of the volunteers, Hershey Long, 35 years old, said. "It's great to see that people can have a bit of relief." Within 40 minutes, there were only four bottles of water left. A few hours later, volunteers returned with restocked supplies. They found the Tucson Fire Department treating a man with a heat-related illness. Paramedics draped wet towels over him and loaded him into an ambulance. So serious heat-related issues going on in the southwestern portion of the United States right now. We'll get to more of this story about the extreme heat right after we take a quick break. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15 Town Call. 1 p.m. The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4 Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. President Biden in Europe. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with him in London.
President Biden kicking off a three-country trip to Europe, meeting with UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, as he seeks to shore up support for Ukraine ahead of a critical NATO summit. The president also set to meet with King Charles for the first time since the monarch was crowned in May, a symbolic visit to build their personal relationship and highlight the fight against climate change.
Philadelphia authorities investigating the 4th of July holiday shootings that left five people dead now say the gunman killed one of the victims almost two full days before the mass shooting, for which police still have not revealed a motive. Heavy rain spawning extreme flooding in New York's Hudson Valley, killing at least one person, a woman who drowned after being swept away trying to evacuate her home. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Today will be hot with temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s across northwestern Wisconsin, but there is a chance of severe weather. The National Weather Service says the best chance will be later this afternoon and evening, as scattered severe storms are possible across most of the state. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says drivers need to slow down. Last year, 118 people were killed in the state by reckless drivers, and the State Patrol handed out over 1,100 tickets for speeders going over 100 miles per hour. A new state law passed this year increased penalties on reckless driving, including up to 6 years of prison time if a reckless driver injures someone else in a crash. And for the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering adding a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 failed to advance. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million. The council is expected to take action on the measure tomorrow night. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cusk.
Get ready for summer with 11% off everything now at Menards. Attract a wide variety of your favorite birds to your feeder with quality KT bird food blends. KT premium blends offer superior nutrition that will keep them coming back. Right now, pick up a 14-pound bag of Midwest Blend wild bird food for only $20.99 after 11% off. Good through July 9th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Show 9:34 right now on this Monday morning. At 74 degrees in Eau Claire right now. It's 72 degrees up in Hayward. And today on the Stu Daniels Show, we've been discussing quite a few scientific topics, water mainly. But also, just before the break, we were discussing the heat wave, what's going on in several states, especially in the southwestern portion of the United States. Arizona has it really bad off. They've been above 110 degrees for 18 days straight, 18 consecutive days above 110. And there's no end in sight to this. And it makes me wonder why some people aren't willing to believe in science and in scientific data, and why they think that the entire climate change issue is some kind of a hoax. Is it a tribal thing? Is it because if you If you vote for Donald Trump, you can't believe in science. Is that what's going on? I don't know, but there's something funny going on because so many people are in denial these days about what's happening right in front of our eyes. You know, climate change isn't something that's coming in the future. It's here right now. You know, this is going on and people are suffering and dying every day because the climate is out of control. And I know there's somebody yelling at the radio right now saying, oh, it's all a hoax. Can't believe that stuff. Can't believe the scientists. You can't believe the Democrats. As people continue to drop and have to be taken to the hospital in places like Arizona. Just before the break, I was reading from this story in the New York Times. It says, where we left off here, it says, people across the South and the West have been scrambling to find relief over the past week, a task that could get even more daunting as a new blast of heat threatens to settle over the Southwest over the coming week. It's in addition to the past 18 days where it's been over 110 degrees in Phoenix. The heat wave caused by a heat dome of high pressure is now stationed over the desert Southwest. Experts estimate that more than 50 million people across the United States live in the areas expected to have dangerous levels of heat. A range of excessive heat warnings and heat advisories were in place across the region over the weekend. And on Friday, the National Weather Service said that the conditions in Arizona were, quote, rivaling some of the worst heat waves this area has ever seen, end quote. Those outside an air-conditioned comfort dome had it the worst. On Sunday, a few dozen people gathered in Santa Rita Park near downtown Tucson. Some collected bottled water from the Gatorade group that we just mentioned earlier. Others brought it with them. Joseph Whitaker, 51 years old, said he was drinking 3 jugs of water at a nearby soup kitchen every morning. Quote, I'm dying. I have stage 3 kidney disease, so I need water more than you, Mr. Whitaker said. Mateo Calderon, 59 years old, originally from San Luis Potosi, Mexico, is spending his second summer in Tucson. He pays $200 a month to park in someone's backyard. He sleeps in his car or, when it's too hot, on a row of couch cushions on the ground. He can go into the house to shower, store food, and fill up with water. Mr. Calderon explained how important it is to drink water. Quote, I used to go to cooling centers last year, but they're far, he said. Now he chases shade during the day and just tries to stay hydrated. Typically, Arizona faces its hottest temperatures in June and July. Gabriel Lojero, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Phoenix, said on Sunday, so the timing of this heat is not unusual, but what is a cause for concern, he said, is the longevity of the extreme heat. So far, the Weather Service has recorded 9 consecutive days of temperatures above 110 degrees in Arizona, Mr. Lojero said, and the longest stretch the state has seen of consecutive days over 110 degrees was 18 in 1974. Although if you look at the subheadline on this piece in the New York Times now, it does say Phoenix could be on track to break its record of 18 consecutive days with temperatures above 110. Okay, so now I understand it hasn't been 18 days already, but it could be 18 days by the time it's done. Okay, so that makes more sense. It says here that, here's a quote. This is from the gentleman we were just discussing, Mr. Lojero. He says, looking at the current forecast that we have, we're forecasting temperature at least 110 or above for at least the next 7 to 8 days and potentially longer, Mr. Lojero said, adding that this streak could potentially break the 18-day record. Isaac Smith, another meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Arizona, said that, quote, we're going to be looking at these very hot temperatures continuing through the next week. The Weather Service, he added, expects highs to continue to remain above 110 degrees each day. Quote, that's pretty significant for us, even for Phoenix standards. People certainly need to be taking precautions to protect themselves from the heat. People need to keep in mind that heat is the number one weather-related killer in the United States, end quote.
A report released by the Maricopa County Department of Public Health last month found that in 2022, there were 425 heat-associated deaths in the county, up 25% from the previous year. More than half of the heat-associated deaths occurred in the month of July, according to the report, and 107 of the deaths occurred on days with an excessive heat warning. Still, throughout the region, people are finding ways to make do and assessing how much of the heat this year is extraordinary and how much just feels like summer in the South and the Southwest. At Heights Mercantile Farmers Market in Houston on Sunday, yesterday, farmers and retailers reflected on the heat so far and were bracing themselves for the rest of the summer. Xander Hernandez, 29, a private chef and sales representative for the farmers at Animal Farm in Cat Spring, Texas, said that the extreme heat was killing the farm's crops, such as lettuce, spinach, kale, and cabbage. The lack of water has been tough, Mr. Hernandez said, adding that he had more produce last year. Drew Blomstrong, 34, who farms about 45 minutes from Houston, said that though the heat was brutal, it wasn't anything he can't deal with or handle. Still, he said, quote, it's almost like spring didn't even happen. We've skipped planting season for some types of produce due to the intense heat, end quote. Others at the market said they hadn't noticed much of a difference in their crops. Brian Findesign, who works full-time at Irby Ranch in Cat Spring, Texas, said he hadn't noticed anything different and hadn't changed anything on his ranch to adapt to the heat. He said, quote, every year is different. Realistically, in my opinion, I don't see anything really crazy so far, he said, who he guided himself with a family journal, which he uses to note the cycles and droughts that occur every 10 years, followed by the rainy season. Quote, the drought years are harder years. We just prepare because we can see what's going to happen from what we've seen in years past. It's going to provide and it's going to warn you a year before. Elsewhere in Houston, people were mostly avoiding being outside after noon or were doing their best to get by when they had to leave home. One who was out was Mark Morales, 42, an engineering technician who was walking his 19-year-old schnauzer named Moose through the Heights in Houston Sunday afternoon. Mr. Morales has moved the morning walk up from 7 a.m. to 6 a.m., and the walks have gotten shorter, quote, instead of long walks, it's just constant little walks of 15 to 20 minutes with lots of stops, Mr. Morales said. But a dog's got to do what a dog's got to do. So there they were on Sunday, the streets almost empty, the heat almost 100 degrees, another summer day in Houston at 6 a.m. So the effects of climate change are affecting everybody these days throughout the United States, some places more than others. But obviously, if you live in the Southwest, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, those areas, man, it's got to be difficult right now. One more science story I wanted to get to before we wrapped up the science stuff and got back to a little political stuff following the next break. I just wanted to mention this solar storm that's coming. Hey, Aaron, have you ever seen the Northern Lights?
I have not, at least not in person.
Yeah, I've only seen them a couple times. One time was in Green Bay and the other time was in Milwaukee when we had one of those solar eruptions a few years ago. And it's just amazing. Even at those southern latitudes, you can still just be amazed by the colors dancing in the sky. I'm sure there are people who live up north in Wisconsin, they get to see the Northern Lights more often. But this coming week could be a big week for the Northern Lights. They're saying could be available or could be visible in 17 states, especially later in the week. This is a headline from the Associated Press. It says a solar storm on Thursday is expected to make the Northern Lights visible in 17 states. Hopefully the skies will be clear because sounds like no matter where you are in Wisconsin, you might have a good shot at seeing them. It says here a solar storm forecast for Thursday is expected to give sky gazers in 17 American states a chance to glimpse the Northern Lights, the colorful sky show that happens when solar wind hits the atmosphere. The northern lights, also known as aurora borealis, are most often seen in Alaska, Canada, and Scandinavia. But an 11-year solar cycle that's expected to peak in 2024 is making the lights visible in places farther to the south. 3 months ago, the light displays were visible in Arizona, marking the third severe geomagnetic storm since the current solar cycle began in 2019. The Geophysical Institute at the University of Alaska at Fairbanks has forecast auroral activity on Thursday in Alaska, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, New York, New Hampshire, Vermont, Indiana, Maine, and Maryland, as far south as Maryland. Auroral activity has also been forecast for Canada, including Vancouver. Light displays are expected to be visible overhead in Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Helena, Montana, and low on the horizon in Salem, Oregon, Boise, Idaho, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Annapolis, Maryland, and even Indianapolis, according to the Institute. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Space Weather Prediction Center said people wanting to experience an aurora should get away from city lights and that the best viewing times are between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. local time. Northern lights occur when a magnetic solar wind slams into the Earth's magnetic field and causes atoms in the upper atmosphere to glow. The lights appear suddenly and the intensity varies. A geomagnetic index known as KP ranks auroral activity on a scale from 0 to 9, with 0 being not very active and 9 being bright and active. The Geophysical Institute has forecast a KP6 for Thursday's storm. Keep your eyes to the sky. You're listening to The Stu Daniels Show.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned?
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know it. You're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise mainly cloudy. High of 89, winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 49. Mainly sunny tomorrow, 76. Mid-70s Wednesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Warmer Thursday with highs in the upper 70s and showers. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 75.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
About 3 or 4 years ago, and the journey, the journey, the journey was long. She got a job at a local.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Final segment here. It's 9:51 right now. And we've been discussing a lot of scientific news today because there's a lot of science in the news today, especially with the water issues going on, PFAS in our drinking water, and fecal matter runoff at our beaches, plus mayflies, maybe fewer in number, which could be a problem for the food chain around the Mississippi River. So those are some of the topics we've been discussing, in addition to the Northern Lights, which we just talked about before the break. But the one thing I wanted to get to in politics today is an announcement by Rebecca Cook that she will be running against Derek Van Orden for the 3rd Congressional District seat for Congress. And I have a story here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and it says here, former Eau Claire small business owner Rebecca Cook said she will make another run for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District in 2024. And I know that many of our listeners are in that district, and that will officially, or I should say this announcement officially kicks off the race for a battleground seat that could play a key role in Democrats' efforts to flip control of the House. So this isn't just a local issue. This isn't just a Wisconsin issue. This could actually affect who controls the House of Representatives in Washington, which obviously makes a big difference, as we are seeing when you got a guy like Mike McCarthy running the show. Weird things happen, or maybe not much happens, but some stuff has happened, right? Anyway, getting back to the story, here's a quote from Ms. Cook. She says, "I'm really focused on running a race that people can get behind and that I think really can clear the field." This Cook said in an interview, "Rural voters are interested, I think, in the perspective that I bring. I want to represent those folks and really work for them to move the needle and make a difference in the lives of everyday people." End quote. Cook's announcement makes her the first Democratic challenger to officially throw her name into a congressional race in Wisconsin. The Democrat from Eau Claire had been eyeing the race since just days after Van Orden flipped the seat red last November and continued to travel the district, speaking with voters in the months since then. It says still, a number of Democrats, some of whom ran last year against Cook, are also considering jumping into the race. Still, let's see, we're jumping. It says former CIA officer Deb McGrath, who placed third behind Cook in last year's primary, told the Journal Sentinel last week she has, quote, started to strongly consider mounting another bid. State Senator Brad Pfaff, who lost to Van Orden by 4 points in November, is weighing whether to run for re-election to his state Senate seat or run again for Congress. One factor in Pfaff's decision, a source close to him said, will be whether the state's legislative district lines are redrawn to give Democrats more representation at the state level. The state Supreme Court could hear a challenge to the state's maps as soon as this year.
Missy Hughes, CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and a member of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' cabinet, is also considering a bid, according to multiple Democrats in the state. Cook said her campaign will largely build on her 2022 race. She noted she grew up on a dairy farm in the district and previously ran her own small business, a boutique she closed last year, indicating that she will focus on, quote, economic issues that are really hitting people's pocketbooks. We're still dealing with high inflation and the cost of everyday goods, and being able to afford a mortgage, pay for student loans, she said. Last year, Cook went on a 19-county tour of the district during her campaign and frequently touted her labor endorsements. She performed better than many expected in the primary, winning 11 counties and falling to Pfaff by about 8 points. She said she plans to build a broad coalition, what she calls a Cook coalition, this cycle, claiming she will run a really value-centered campaign that reaches into every section of the sprawling rural Western Wisconsin district. In an interview, Cook painted Van Orden as someone tied to his party leadership and not the people of his district. And she dismissed Van Orden's recent talk of bipartisanship, part of the former Navy SEAL's attempt to redefine himself in Washington after an at times vitriolic 2022 campaign. Quote, at the core, Derek Van Orden is someone that is very ego-centered and really focused on himself, Cook said. I don't think that he's hustling for any of us. I think the special interest in Washington and kind of being Kevin McCarthy's, did I call him Mike McCarthy earlier? I meant to say Kevin McCarthy. And kind of being Kevin McCarthy's lackey is where he's positioned himself, end quote. Well, I guess actually she goes on and she says, as we know, he's not from this district originally, Cook said. He's an actor, an author, a congressman, just seems like another feather in his hat, and not being a true public servant, end quote. Wisconsin's third congressional district is one of just two competitive House seats in the entire state of Wisconsin. The first congressional district held by Republican U.S. Representative Brian Stile since his election in 2018 is also competitive on paper, though Democrats in the state have recently put more attention on Van Orden's seat. National Democrats, meanwhile, have indicated they will put a focus on both competitive Wisconsin seats this cycle after drawing the ire of many in the state for largely leaving Wisconsin Democrats in the lurch last year as Republican groups rallied behind Van Orden. It looks like we're out of time for today. Goes by so fast when you got so much to discuss. Thanks for tuning in today, everybody. Hope you have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan.